Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is badminton. Let's break it down. Badminton will take place the day after the opening ceremonies on July 27th, with medal days on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August. The events will take place at the Porte de la Chapelle Arena, which was built for these Olympic Games and having only recently been completed. There will be 5 medals for this event, with 172 athletes from 49 different countries competing. So Zach, how exactly does badminton work?
Badminton's roots can be traced back to ancient Greece, China, and India. British Army officers stationed in India brought it back to England, where it was first played there in 1873. From there, the modern game was born and developed into what it is today. Badminton made its official Olympic debut in 1992 with a men's and women's individual and team events. In 1996, a mixed doubles event was added. Badminton is a racket sport played indoors on a court that is 6 meters wide for doubles and 5 meters wide for singles. The full length of the court is 13 meters. Two opposing players, or two pairs of two opposing pairs of players, take positions on opposite halves of a court divided by a net. Players use a shuttlecock, which is a projectile with a crown of feathers in a conical shape, and play a rally. During the rally, the aim is to try to hit the shuttlecock into the opposing team's side of the net and have it land on the surface, or force their opponent to make an error where they hit it out of bounds. A point is won or lost every serve in the game. Players must win 2 games of 21 points to win the match, a best of 3. The caveat to this rule is that they do have to win by 2 points, or be the first to reach 30 if the scores stay even.
Alright, great. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
For the men's and women's single events, they go through 5 days of group play, where all athletes are drawn into groups of 3 and they play round-robin matches, after which they have a round of 16 for the top 32 players. This then proceeds to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the final gold medal match, which appears on August 5th. The doubles events for men, women, and mixed also have a similar group play that plays over 3 days leading to the quarterfinals for the top 8 teams and the semifinals, and the winners will play in the gold medal matches. These events will happen on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th for mixed, women's, and doubles for men, respectively.
Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, what are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
Yeah, so in 2016, the gold for men's individual and doubles was won by China, women's singles by Spain, women's doubles by Japan, and mixed doubles by Indonesia. In 2020, men's singles was won by Denmark, men's doubles by Chinese Taipei, women's singles by China, women's doubles by Indonesia, and mixed doubles by China. Teams from Asia have been and are continuing to dominate the sport. Athletes from these countries account for 106 of the 121 badminton medals in Olympic history. The other strong nation would be Denmark. Generally speaking, the Chinese are favorite across all the categories. For men's individuals, number 1 ranked Shi Yuqi of China is favored to win, with medal defender Victor Axelsen of Denmark close behind. China also has the best men's team, women's team, and mixed doubles teams. In the women's singles, An Se-young of South Korea is favored to win, and Carolyn Marin of Spain is also a strong pick for gold.
All right, thanks for that background. A lot to look out for this year. Now, what do you think of this sport, Zach, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Badminton is a lot of fun. It's incredibly intense. When you watch it, it's so fast, you can't even process what's happening until the shuttlecock hits the ground. I'll watch it. I think there's some good teams to watch, and it's a highly competitive sport to pay attention to.
I don't know if I'll really be watching it that intensely. I like the fast-pacedness of the game, but I feel that rallies can get a little long just because of how skilled some of these players are. But I'll definitely tune in probably for the gold medal matches and to see how these Asian teams perform and see if maybe there's another team or player that might come out and upset some of these teams. Now, who are you rooting for, and who do you predict to bring home the gold for these events?
Honestly, I'm predicting a Chinese sweep for all five medals. They're incredibly stacked in pretty much every category, and I can definitely see them winning all of them. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to be rooting for Denmark for the men's singles, but I'm right there with you. I am kind of predicting that China is going to come out and really dominate the competition this year. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.